I'm a hot rod man. Yeah, I'm a hot rod man.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Farm Machinery Digest Radio, heard only on Sirius XM Channel 147 Rural Radio. And I've been neglecting to say that that's Tex Rubinowitz, the hot rod man, that is singing that song. And I am, as you know, the hot rod farmer, but maybe you are listening for the first time and my microphone is a little bit cockeyed here, which I don't like. So hopefully, God willing, you guys had a nice, a blessed Easter with your family and remembering the death and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that everyone is getting ready to plant, and in some neck of the woods, right down south, I know there's seed coming. The seed has already gone in the ground, and it is already popping up. Right, there's corn popping up in rows, and some other crops. That is not the life over here in New Jersey on Cat Swamp Road. It was 18 degrees the other morning, so the only seed that is popping up is in my mind, but soon, before you know it, it will happen. And it seems to be here that there's no transition. It goes from cold to warm, and I guess in a lot of places in the country it's like that, but there's no transition, and you're like a fireman waiting for that bell to go off, and you need to get everything ready and then just hope that you're ready when the weather is ready, right? So, hey, but that's why they call it farming. But, you know, one aspect of farming is to employ science and analysis. So I pull soil tests and send them. I use Midwest Labs, and other people use other labs, and people check their silage. They'll do testing on their cows, their crops, and all different things, right? To test your hay. And without any analysis, without any data, we're just guessing, right? Because oftentimes something that looks good may not be that good, right? That's the old, it's because the apple is good on the outside, could be rotten on the inside, or vice versa. And sometimes it looks terrible, is really not that bad. So what we're going to discuss today is the employing fluid analysis. And you say, oh, Hot Rod, you spoke about that a while back, a year or two ago. Yeah, well, maybe I did. And you're probably correct. And I know I espoused the virtues of fluid analysis a number of times at Commodity Classic on the main stage. But what the catalyst for this was that I received an email from a longtime listener. And because of the time zone difference, and he's a very busy man, he has quite a large dairy farm out in the western United States and milks of thousands and thousands of cows. And he sent me fluid analysis, and he is a big proponent of fluid analysis also. And he sent me fluid analysis from some of his equipment, and he said that his results are beguiling him. They're not making sense. So he asked me to look at that, and I will look at that and get back to him on it. But it was the catalyst for me to do this show today, because I'm saying, well, what do you do when the fluid analysis, when everything is good, it's good, right? But when the fluid analysis is not good, or not that good, or pointing to something, all right? It's just like a soil test. So we use soil tests, but I use an agronomist. So I could read a couple of things on the soil test, all right? But I am not an agronomist, and I use Ben Hushin over in the mill down in Maryland. And if you guys listen to RFD TV, I think Ben is on every Tuesday or Wednesday morning. They give a report of what's happening on the East Coast, which I really appreciate RFD TV doing that. Ben is on the market, they report, but he's my agronomist. So I look over the soil test that I get back. I understand a little bit that I can understand, and then I send it to Ben, and then he gives me his recipe, and then if I have any questions, I ask him, and then it's my job to drive the tractor, because I'm not smart enough to do much more than that. But it's all well and good, just like a soil test. When you get a fluid analysis back in, the fluid analysis may be engine oil, may be hydraulic fluid, it may be from a differential or a transmission, it may be engine coolant. All right, there's every fluid you could test, and there's value in testing it. And then now the report comes back with something flagged. And what do you do then, right? When everything is good, or copacetic, as we say in New Jersey, you say, hey, just go on what I'm doing and everything is good, and you pat yourself on the back. So that is what we are going to discuss when you get a fluid analysis back that points to some potential problem. What is the protocol and what do you do then? Do you run to town and trade in the tractor or the truck and let it be somebody else's problem? I don't think so. So we need to get to the bottom of it, just like we need to get to a bottom of a soil test and see what is going on in our ground. So I'm going to ask you to sit pat during this quick sponsor break and never forget that agriculture runs on machinery and profits on reliability.
I'm Stormy Warren from The Highway. For singers and songwriters chasing their dreams to Music City, taking that Broadway exit to Nashville for the very first time is a moment they will never forget. Country music's biggest stars join me on my new original podcast, Exit 209, and relive those moments. Listen now to hear my talk with country superstars, Florida Georgia Line. Only on the SiriusXM app, now home to the best collection of podcasts in one place. Free for most subscribers. Download it today and tap podcasts.
Welcome to Bushels and Cents from Farm Machinery Digest Radio, heard exclusively on SiriusXM Channel 147 Rural Radio. I am your host, Ray Bohax, the Hot Rod Farmer, and never forget, it is not what you make, but what you keep that counts. Many shop manuals from the vehicle equipment manufacturer are offered as a digital download for a fraction of the price of the previous printed version. With the complexity of even 15-year-old machines, it is foolish and cost ineffective to not have a shop manual. Find out which manuals are offered digitally and make the purchase. I then send the file to either an office supply store or to a print shop for a few dollars they publish and put it in a binder. Agriculture runs on machinery, profits on reliability. Visit farmmachinerydigest.com, where steel and soil meet.
In the field, on the farm, or in the saddle, we're right there with you, in your pocket, on your phone, and everywhere you go. RFD TV Now, current ag reports, geo-targeted weather, live streaming 24/7, and our full collection of shows you love at the tip of your finger. At less than $10 a month, it's the cheapest tool on the farm. Download the app today and start watching RFD TV Now.
Hey, everybody, my friends, welcome back to the show. As I said before the commercial break, or the sponsor break is the proper way to say it, right? It's just like you're not a mechanic anymore, you're a technician. So I have this listener that sent me some fluid analysis, and I started to say, and I got myself off on a tangent, that I am going to be vague about his location and his name. He's a cool guy, a great guy, but because of the time zone change, he's out in the western United States and I'm on the East Coast. And as I said, was saying, and I went off on a tangent, he's very busy, and I did not get his permission to reveal his name. So whenever I give somebody's name on a show, I always have their permission, because sometimes people are funny that way, and I'm not saying he is by no means. So I will be vague on his location, but he's a very large dairy farmer, and he sent me a bunch of fluid analysis, and then the one I am referencing, and then I'm going to go off and just come back to this, is an oil analysis from a generator, an auxiliary generator on his farm that he uses to uses for the feed mixing center. And this is some big boy he's got here. It's powered by a 3516 cat, so that means it's a V16 engine, all right? And it's rated at 2,500 horsepower. It holds 110 gallons of oil, and the engine oil has about 100 hours on it. And he always samples, which we're going to discuss, he always samples from a sample port, not from drain oil, taking it while he's draining it. So this is a pretty big bruiser here, 110 gallons oil. That's an expensive oil change. And in his note to me, he said that over the years, he's caught a lot of potential problems from becoming catastrophic problems with analysis. So the first thing I want you to understand as we get into this today, And remember, the what do you do when something comes up in the fluid analysis report is the first thing you need to start to analyze your fluids on whatever schedule that you feel comfortable with. The second thing, just like there are many different soil labs, there are many different fluid testing labs. So I would say, you know, reach out to maybe your dealership, reach out to some people you know. All right, there's a number of excellent labs. The protocol that I use is multifaceted, and I like to have a lab that's not too far away. It's not in New Jersey. I mean, there's none in New Jersey that I know of. But, I mean, if you're in New Jersey, I mean, do you want to send your samples to California or to Oregon or Washington State? Maybe you do if you have a lot of confidence and faith in that lab. And for all intents and purposes, most of them are about the same. But you're more concerned, in my opinion, is the support the lab will give you and the direction the lab will give you when you have something come up in your test. And the other thing, basically, is you want to have a quick turnaround. So a lab that I use is in Ohio. So if I was to send a sample out, you know, regularly UPS or post office, it could get there in a day or two. If I'm sending it to the West Coast, well, whatever. That's your decision. And the other thing that you want to do is before you decide to work with a lab, look at their sample report. So if you go on the internet, all right, for most of these labs, they'll have a sample report and see what they are doing. Because a lot like a soil test, that you could have a lab that checks a lot of things or checks very few things. So you could have a soil test without micronutrients, all right? You could have just a soil test with the macros. You could have it without buffer pH. So there's all different things. So you want to try to get some commonality there, and you want to have the most conclusive test. You don't want to just be checking for one or two things. So now you're probably saying to yourself, well, Hot Rod, I don't know what to look for. And you're 100% correct. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm going to go back to the soil test, when I used to use an agency here in New Jersey that will remain unnamed, all right, so and they didn't do the test, they sent it out. But when I got it back, the whole sheet, like 99% of the sheet was blank. So they only tested a couple of things. So, common sense would tell you, well, there's got to be, if there's all these potential areas to test, why aren't we testing something? Why is it 99% of the sheet blank? So you know, do your due diligence and see what the story is. And you know, business, people in business today need to be hungry. And I mean a good hungry, that they want to earn your business. Just like I'm sincerely, I want to earn your listenership. It's not business in that sense. You're not paying me to listen, all right? But I want to earn your listenership. I want to earn your time to click onto this Hot Rod Farmer on Rural Radio. And I have to give you value to earn that time. So do not be afraid to call up a lab and say, look, I'm thinking about doing, getting on board with somebody and having a relationship to do fluid testing, all right? And I was looking at your stamp reports. Well, what does this mean? What does that mean? Whatever. So feel them out. Now, also keep in mind that to a certain extent, and I am not a tribologist, and a tribologist is a person who has a degree and studies oil and lubricants and how they interact and the chemistry of them. I am not a tribologist, all right? But the fact is that just like with soil labs, that you will see that there's different, and I know in soil they call it extraction methods. So you may have, let's say, lab A, and you send them both the same soil, and one comes back with a CEC of 7.2, and the other one comes back with a CEC of 6.2, right? So the thing basically is that there's obviously an extraction, there's a difference in their procedures there, and that is fine as long as you keep using the same procedure. Now, what a lot of people get confused with fluid analysis, and because the report I have here is from this 2,500 horsepower CAT, what is it, a 3516 generator set, a gen set on the farm. And so he's got, we have an oil report, so we can discuss that. But it is not meant for you to check the quality of the oil when you're pulling in an in-you sample. It's to check what is in the oil. Right now, if you want to use a lab to say, well, hey, I'm using brand B oil and I want to go to brand A or vice versa, then you could talk to them. Right, that's where you have to build a relationship. In business, you have to build a relationship. Those are the most effective businesses when you build a relationship, when they build one with you and you build one with them. If the lab is not interested in building a relationship with you, then go down the road. There's a million of these places. Or go someplace else. So you could say, look, I'm looking to maybe switch oils, let's say from Shell Rotella to Mobil or whatever it may be. And the thing basically is that, and I'd like to see something, give me some guidance. I'm going to send you a sample of fresh oil out of the container. Now, they may say to you, well, if we're going to do a sample of fresh oil out of the container, right, I suggest you do this test XYB. So just like when I do my soil test, I do with Midwest Labs, I do the S3C, I think it's called, test. And in the past, I've done the soil health test on top of that. All right. And so if I wanted to look for certain things like nitrogen burst and everything, I have to do a soil health test. So talk to the lab if you want to check a brand of oil because you're thinking of switching or doing something. And then if that's the case and you have a farm of some magnitude, let the salesman give you a sample. You don't have to buy a quart of oil. Say, go give me a gallon of it here and I'm going to pull a sample right here. So we're not going to get into that so much. But the important thing is that when you get an in-use, soil test or fluid test, you are looking to see what foreign materials are in that oil. And you're also going to look to see how that oil is withstanding that engine and how it's holding up that engine. So it's very, very, very important. So now we have that covered. And you may have to shop around, but it's important for you to build a relationship. And then what will happen is that the lab is going to need to give you some direction. So for instance, now this cat 3516 came back, and I couldn't print out any bigger because it was a PDF, so excuse me, and it had very high copper in the oil. And then they had a note here. It says monitor. It says copper is high, possible cooler core leaching due to break-in, inspect system, all other metal readings are normal, excuse me, because it printed out very lightly, oil and filter change, resample at 200 hours to verify condition. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop right there, we're going to go to the short break, and then we're going to pick up what you need to do when the lab flags something.
I'm Mark Oppold with an American Agriculture History Minute brought to you by AgriLiquid. SureK from AgriLiquid is a high-efficiency potassium fertilizer giving plants the nutrients they need when they need it. Visit AgriLiquid.com. The Missouri River is a big part of American agriculture history. You can imagine early settlers after finally crossing the Mississippi only to come to the Missouri as it crossed the Great Plains. And actually, the Missouri River is the longest river in the U.S., starting in southwestern Montana and flowing over 2,300 miles before entering the Mississippi north of St. Louis. The Missouri River was one of the main routes westward in the U.S. during the 19th century. The growth helped the fur trade in that early 19th century. The Missouri River, part of American agriculture history.
Western Sports Roundup is moving to 7 p.m. Eastern. The same great content, including the top industry news.
Keenan Hayes, a familiar place for Keenan, number one in the world.
Rodeo highlights.
Such an impressive run. That horse is incredibly fast.
Winter interviews.
San Antonio's a great place to get on a roll, so we'll keep that ball rolling.
And more, all in an action-packed 30-minute show. Watch the new format of Western Sports Roundup live weekdays now at 7 p.m. Eastern. Rural Radio is the first and only national radio channel on SiriusXM serving rural Americans. Each weekday morning, stay current with real-time data, expert analysis on the markets, and tailored forecasts you care about with Market Day Report. Then, in the afternoon, catch up on shows like Real Ag, Ag PhD, Shark Farmer, and Western Sports Roundup. Rural Radio 147, the Agribusiness and Western Lifestyle Channel.
Alrighty, my friends, welcome back to the show. All right, so during the break, I was re-looking at this report, and this farmer, John, I'll use his first name, is very, very excellent with his records. And he does sampling. He says this oil has about 100 hours on it. And the more information that you could keep, the better it is. So during the break, I was looking at this sample again. Now, with his test result, the four previous oil tests that he pulled on this 3516 CAT, he had all was using CAT brand, it looks like Delo oil. So that's Chevron Delo, 10W30 oil. Now, this test, now, read any more into this than anything else. He ran Rotella 1540. Now, the thing is that what you want to do is just like a soil test, and you'd want to look like a base saturation and everything, is that in his previous tests with the which I would assume is Delo because it says CAT DEO, so he had copper 2 parts per million, and it was constant with every test, 4 tests, 3 other tests, and now this test came back at 42 parts per million. But as the lab said, which is 100% correct in their comments, would be just like you'd be looking at a nutrient tie-up in your soils. They're not looking at nutrient tie-up. They're saying that none of the other metals are high, and they're right on line more or less the way they were before. So if you had copper, let's say you had tin, then you'd say, well, an engine bearing is starting to shed or something in there that has made it copper and tin. So only the copper was high. So what they're basically saying here is that it's a possible cooler core leaching. All right, so now let's use, I'm gonna springboard off their thought process because I want to teach you the same process. So for instance, let's forget about copper. Let's say that they said to you, which I had the instance with an engine, all right, years ago, and it was, they say that there's a lot of titanium in the oil, right? So let's say it's the report, because there's a ton of titanium in your oil. Everything else looks good, only titanium, all right? So now what you have to do is you open up a dialogue with the lab, and you say, okay, titanium, and they'll usually give you some suggestions, but then you have to think where. You have to start to play Sherlock Holmes. So the lab is only going to tell you, well, you know, hey, the guy was murdered, right? The guy's dead, and you have to figure out like a murder mystery. So it's going to be your job, sadly. They'll steer you in the direction of where can that metal be coming from. So their suggestion in this particular instance was that the copper is high, I'm repeating it, possible cooler, oil cooler core leaching. Now, what is oil cooler core leaching, or what is radiator leaching, or what have you, is that when they built a cooler, right, that they have usually a copper inside, and they solder it, and things today are made of different metals, and there's all different solders. Now, what you will find specifically with coolants and with oils is that because when you buy a brand of oil, and this is not anything against Shell Rotella, all right, please, nothing, all right, is that you will find there may be an additive package, and it specifically happens with coolants. So if Caterpillar tells you to use this coolant, if AGCO tells you to use this coolant in their engines, John Deere tells you stick with that because lots of times the solder that is used to make a radiator, in this particular instance, an engine cooler, can have some sort of antagonistic, just like we're used to that with a farm sprayer, antagonistic effect with some chemical component that's in that coolant or in that oil. So what you want to do is you want to pick the low-hanging fruit first. You don't want to look for something. You want to make up a science. So the thing basically is that we went from 2 parts per million to 42 parts per million in this particular 3516 cat. All right, fine. We look at it. Everything else looks good. Beautiful. So we know we're not shedding bearings. We're shedding tin coating off the bearings or whatever. All right, so we know that's good. So now we're thinking, where can this copper be coming from? So now, like the layup was saying, well, possibly it's the leaching in the cooler. What they consider leaching, for all intents and purposes, is an antagonistic effect of the liquid with the materials that the cooler is made of from. And historically, it is not the copper or the aluminum that the cooler is made from that is causing that problem. It is usually from the solder. Now, the solder, leaches in and connects to the copper tube or to the aluminum. All right, we don't need to go that crazy here. We only have a couple of minutes left. But the thing that I see right here is that there's a different brand of oil that was in this engine for the past, well, for the other three tests that are here. And the other three tests came back with the same amount of copper. So now, does this different oil, now the idea, this one is a 1540 versus a 1030. I would say that has no bearing on it whatsoever. What I'm fixating on is that the brand is different. So what I would basically do is two things. Number one, you want to have repeatability, so you may have to pull another sample as they suggested. This thing has 110 gallons of oil. I'm not going to dump 110 gallons of oil, and I am going to, and then to go back the other oil to just to make a test. But what I would do is I would talk to the lab and say, hey, I used Rotella. I'm going to pull another sample. Let's see if we've still got 42 parts per million, or this oil has some sort of slight, I'm using the word antagonistic. It's not really a proper word, but it's a good description for this antagonistic effect. And it may be taking some of the chemical components out of that solder or that copper. And then from this point on, it will be fine. So as they suggested, I would pull another sample. They suggested 200 hours. I would probably not go that long, but you want to have some time on it. And since it's a generator, I don't know how often he runs it, but some time on it. And then I would pull from there. But at this particular point, I wouldn't go crazy. And the thing that is different here is that the oil composition is not the same. So I want to thank you so much for listening. And know the Hot Rod Farmer is pulling for you, the American farmer and rancher, and my beloved, beloved America. You have a blessed day and be kind to all animals.
Tune in to Roots Run Deep, hosted by Mackenzie Kimbrough, to hear from your favorite cowboys and cowgirls, legends of ranching and rodeo, musicians, artists, influencers, and brands who hold the Western lifestyle at heart. Embracing our heritage and keeping legacies alive, stay tuned as we showcase shades of our Southwestern lifestyle. Listen Friday and Saturday nights at 11 Eastern and Sunday nights at 8. And for more, visit RootsRunDeepAZ.com.
Hello, I'm Ethan Wayne. John Wayne, an American Experience, is in its second year in the Fort Worth Stockyards, and visitors are loving it. Come spend a couple hours and immerse yourself in Western nostalgia. Get a unique look into Duke's life that's only available here.
All right, mister. You asked for it.
Tickets available on johnwayne.com, or they may be purchased at the Cowboy Channel Bar across the street on Exchange Avenue. Reserve your tickets now.
American farmers and ranchers know that weather can have a big influence on the markets. That's why our weather team at RFD-TV is committed to bringing you accurate agricultural-based forecasts that affects our lands and livestock from coast to coast. You named RFD-TV the most accurate and trusted source for commodities information as it happens, and we can help you prepare ahead for major storms and weather-related events. Join us every morning on the Market Day Report, weekdays starting at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, right here on RFD-TV.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Each weekend, we work to bring you the latest news and market information as well as compelling stories that capture the heart of rural America. Tune in Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 7 a.m. Eastern here on Rural Radio Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
Hello, I'm David.
I'm Howard.
We're the Bellamy Brothers. Thanks for listening to Rural Radio 147
on Sirius XM.